everybody, and welcome to this special on Jupiter's conjunction with Uranus, which are both in Aries at the moment. Remember, all the horoscopes are based, upload are always based on constellational Vedic astrology. So in Western astrology, I think Jupiter's in Taurus, but in Vedic astrology, it's in Aries. So yeah, I'm going to take a deep dive in the way that I do, looking at it from every angle. So Jupiter's conjunction to Uranus starts on the 15th of April at 8:59 a.m. Just in case you want to do a special meditation on that day as we bring in this energy. Then there's that conjunctions at 3:27 a.m. on the 21st of April. And then it leaves on the 26th of April at 8:43 p.m. So this is when it gets out of that 7. I use a 10 degree orb, but it's still going to be affecting us right up until, say, the middle of May. And this is the only time when Jupiter touches Uranus this year. So this conjunction happens once every 14 or so years. So I think the last time this happened was 2010. So some of you may look back at the things that you were doing, what you started in 2010, that may come to the forefront of your mind as well during this time. So in short, Jupiter represents expansion, growth, opportunities, you know, the deeper meanings in life, you know, whether we're looking at it from a logical, philosophical aspect or that deeper, intuitive, spiritual kind of perspective. Uranus, you know, represents innovation, change and sudden events. Jupiter represents, you know, the ninth house, Sagittarius, which is immutable, fire energy. Also on the esoteric level, Jupiter rules the 11th house and Aquarius as well, and it's the core ruler of Pisces energy as well. Uranus on the esoteric level rules the 7th house, and you know, Venus and Libra are normally associated with that house as well. So the shape of the chart, intuitively as I read it, it's in a pyramid shape, and then there's sort of like a smaller pyramid at the bottom of it. So it's about the building blocks that we are taking to expand our individuality, because Uranus represents our uniqueness on that individual level, and the ways that we're open to non-conforming and using our, you know, detaching from our sort of like problems in the healthiest ways, and working towards self liberation, you know, as we grow into adulthood and decide to take responsibility for, you know, the things that we accept in our life and the things that we build in our life. And obviously Jupiter gives us this sort of like optimistic energy, this growing energy that makes us, you know, seek out the tools and resources that we need to grow. So when Uranus and Jupiter come together in this conjunction, it's in the 28th degree of Aries. So the main energy is unexpected breakthroughs or disruptions in various aspects of our life. So now I'm just going to talk a bit about what Jupiter and Uranus represents in astrology. And I'm going to use Noel Till's book. He's an astrologer who's passed away, but he's been very instrumental in my sort of like practical astrology, as well as Dane Radar. But in this instance, I'm using Noel Till. So anyway, Jupiter is the primal kind of, you know, masculine energy of the sun, sort of like the mother of the moon. It's kind of like the energy that kind of overstands and oversees our sort of like advancement. So it brings knowledge, enthusiasm and honor and opportunity. Jupiter kind of represents our fortune, our inheritance, and it's not always physical inheritance from earthly things like our parents and money and that. It can be a spiritual sort of like inheritance as well, and it places you know, emphasis on the higher mind and us, you know, looking into the deeper meanings of life and using things like law and spirituality and religion to sort of like expand our mind, to travel the mind, you know. It represents physical travel, but on the spiritual plane or even on the mental plane, it represents mental sort of like travel, the things that we may think or do to expand the way that we sort of like, you know, view the world. So when Jupiter comes together with Uranus, it can make us more charitable, wanting to be social activists, kind of, you know, setting up social enterprises, doing things that benefit humanity. But negatively, it can lead to us wasting our energies. We try and take on too much, you know, we can have an influx of ideas, and Jupiter can expand it, making us think we can walk on water, sort of thing. So it's very important, while Jupiter conjuncts Uranus and the intentions that you set, that you make solid plans and you be realistic about the time it's going to take for you to achieve your goals as well. Jupiter's in Aries as well. If we'll plan, so it's going to stay in Aries for, I think, the next month. So if we are prepared to look at the bigger details as well as the smaller details as well, and take the opportunities that come our way right now and prepare, you know, get the tools. If we need to go back to school, if we need to watch loads of videos and podcasts, read lots of books, you know, whatever it is, if we need to meditate, whatever it is we need to prepare to, you know, reach our goals, this is what we need to do. And it's in this preparation that will bring the highest rewards. So Uranus, it's sort of like the awakener in us. It kind of, you know, allows us to become willful, to become self-aware, to sort of be inspired as well, to be open to new ideas. But negatively, it can lead to unexpected change and separation, and just things that we wish didn't happen. But on the positive end, it allows us to become more focused, more strategic in the way that we look at life, and, you know, being open to using newness and breaking free from tradition to bring, you know, transformation in our life. So Uranus, when it's mixed with Jupiter, allows us to be more intensified in our ideas and to use our intellect or our intuition, to be more open to sort of like being sort of compassionate to ourselves and others as well. We allow ourselves to be open to change. So Jupiter normally lives in the ninth house of changing our beliefs. Uranus is in the 11th house of changing the ways that we interact in groups. When Uranus is in Aries, it allows us to focus on our individual genius, our individual talents, and be innovative in the ways that we think about ourselves. So it can boost our self-esteem, allows us to become more willful and determined in reaching our goals, and to take long-term action in gaining recognition and breaking away from conformity to be an individual. So Uranus in Aries supports us in becoming that individual, and that's the best use of this energy. During this time, at the exact time of the conjunction, Jupiter, Uranus are both in the second house, so this can bring sudden changes in our income. For some of you, your resources, your money and time will be there 1 minute and the next minute gone, or you may get unexpected money from somewhere as well, or come up with original money making ideas at this time as well. And also, you know, something that you may own, unusual possessions. So this can be a material thing or something within you. What is your hidden talent within? And how can you use that to, you know, help you navigate your life, whether it be healing your psychological, emotional, spiritual wounds, or going after the things you really want to achieve in your life. And it also can allow us to focus on valuing our own individuality at this time as well. Also, you know, Jupiter being in the second house allows us to be happy with the things that we possess right now. So yeah, this can be clothes, money and other things, a car, a house. But it also gives us the power to kind of like gain more self-esteem and confidence through increasing our possessions and our money or time or other resources. So some of you will be more focused on, you know, increasing your logical perspective, your spiritual awareness, where others of you, you know, may use this energy to sort of like increase your material possessions. And that's fine as well, as long as we stick to the ethics and things and stuff like that. So yeah. Sorry, that's just, you know, my personal opinion about ethics, you know, like, I'm not telling you what to do, but, you know, that's what my advice, to be, you know, ethical in your pursuits of using your inner values right now and going after the things that you want. Because, you know, negatively with Jupiter in the second house, it can make us, you know, do whatever it takes right now, whether it be stealing and lying to get the material possessions or get whatever it is that we want. We can be forceful with our inner values, pushing them on other people right now, you know, not respecting that they think differently from us. So we just have to be careful. So practically speaking, you know, as I said, this energy can bring sudden changes in our belief systems, our philosophy, and we can sort of like break free into the alternative realms in an unconventional way. And especially, you know, there can be revolutionary news in technology, and there's been a lot with AI and everything coming out in the past year and so, and there can be, you know, social movements that stand up for, you know, collective justice and things like that. People in general can feel the stronger urge to break free from limitations and embrace new ways of thinking and living. On the worldly materialistic level, it can sort of like impact global trends. As I said, it can bring advancements in science, technology, medicine, and in our economic systems as well. So this can be for good or bad, you know. So there can be a sudden shift. And I mentioned this on the Mars conjunct Saturn video, where I go into all the aspects that Saturn's making for the rest of the year. So, you know, that video is going to be good for all of the year as well. And so will this video. So if you want to check out whether you're listening to it on, you know, a podcast platform or, you know, on one of the streaming video platforms. So anyway, it allows us to have breakthrough in our sort of like inventions to do with financial, so whether in our banking systems and stuff as well, also in our societal structures, especially the ones that challenge tradition, you know, systematic breakdown. Because what we're seeing now is that people are becoming more aware, and obviously right now our growth is stunted as a collective, because what we need to focus on as individuals is healing our, you know, psychological, emotional, spiritual pain on the individual level. And this is how we convey our vibrations with positive thoughts. But in order to do that, we have to take positive actions to allow positive thoughts. So it's kind of like a circle and a paradox. But this energy in the 28th degree of Aries wants us to reform our political systems, our financial systems. It wants revolutions in all areas of our lives, especially in the second house, the ways that we go about, you know, world leaders, government spending public resources, accumulating public resources, and also, you know, the ways that we go about sort of like spreading the wealth. And you know, there can be a shake-up of established power dynamics, and like I said, a lot of major elections, especially in the USA, which kind of like not governs the world, but you know, it's kind of like the market. The West is the market leader, and America's like the hub at the moment. And in the UK, there has to be a general election as well by the end of January next year as well. So, you know, the masses, there's a lot of rebellion from the masses. We're like, we're tired of this crap. So there couldn't be something big, more protests that is wanting the system to change. Because until when the system changes, because it is broken, the world systems are broken. And this is not fear mongering. It's like we keep on trying, you know, you've got a crack in your wall. And yeah, we can put wallpaper over it or put a picture over it. We can't see the crack, but the crack is still there. And this is all we're doing. If we injected money and resources into the systems as they are, we're only ever going to get out of the systems what we put into them. What we need to do is to change the system. And obviously that's a radical thing that needs to happen, but this is what we sort of like need. And the masses, people may protest too, you know, and there's a lot of protests that have been going on over the years and stuff, and especially over the past 2 to 3 years as well across the world. So psychologically, it can make us feel more restless, more excited, want to be liberated from tradition and constraints that hold us back. We may experience more creativity on the individual level, more rebelliousness and impulsiveness as well. So it's important to channel this energy constructively to avoid repercussions and conflicts and making rash decisions that you regret, such as, you know, spending your rent money on drink, alcohol and drugs, and then you've got no money to pay for the roof over your head or your bills and stuff. So the ways that we are disillusioned with the world can come up. And right now as well, you know, years in, years out, the government's promised us this and that. I'm talking from a UK perspective, and we do get some changes. There have been changes, you know, there have been changes in, you know, diversity laws and stuff like that. You know, we are making progress, but at the moment, because as individuals, we're so lost in our, you know, psychological, emotional and spiritual trauma that we need to be resolved. And this is, you know, until when we start dealing it with things on the individual level, we're going to see the increase in, you know, discontent in the world. So negatively, there can be a sort of like, how can I explain it? Because the Sabian symbol of the 28th degree is a large disappointed audience, this brings to our attention that despite the potential for breakthroughs and innovations, there are feelings of, you know, disillusionment because of unmet expectations, as I said, and there can be, you know, setbacks in personal goals, societal projects. We've got a lot of unfinished projects, you know, the public services, the potholes in the roads. This is what we like to complain about in the UK, and the structures are breaking. So there can be sort of like, also, content creators and activism movements that we have. There's been a lot of protests in the past 10 to 15 years. A lot of promises from governments, as I said, but a lot of collective movements have failed to meet anticipated outcomes. Like in 2012, we had this big Mayan energy shift in the spiritual community that was meant to uplift the world. And what I've seen is that, yeah, we have become more aware about mental and spiritual health problems, but because we haven't done that shadow work, you know, we try and avoid, we can use spiritual and even astrology as a tool to avoid facing our problems, and use spiritual terminology, which is called spiritual bypassing, or, you know, to kind of avoid facing up to our shadow sides, our personal self-destructive habits. We can easily see other people's faults, and we can blame, you know, the patriarchy and the unfair governments and stuff. But what this energy wants us to do is, what can we do? Because Uranus is the first house energy, is what we can do as individuals to help our world become a better place. So yeah, the 28th degree of Aries, it symbolizes the collective consciousness or public opinion, showing that, you know, we have become disillusioned with change and we're dissatisfied with the world. And this is shown by the mass protests and, you know, the average fact of, you know, most of us are very downtrodden in our mindset and stuff. So this alignment of Jupiter conjunct Uranus wants us to build resilience and to be flexible in the face of uncertainty. It pushes us to embrace change, even if it means confronting our shadow selves, looking at the ways that we go wrong, our self-destructive thoughts and habits, you know, and toxic ways of relating to ourselves and others. And this is not to shame or guilt anyone. We, you know, we have to seek out the tools that we need, whether it be a therapist, a podcast, whatever. Do what we can if we're, you know, physically and psychologically able to, you know, change, to be the change we want to see in the world. And this saying is a cliche, but this is what we really need to do. And we need to be open to new perspectives and know that it's okay for people to follow different spiritual practices, religions that are different to us. The motto is, you know, do no harm to self and others, allowing each other to be who we are, but also respecting each other's collective rights to feel safe in our communities and stuff as well. It wants us to sort of like be like the phoenix that, you know, burns our house down and rise from the ashes of disillusionment into, you know, the newness of the innovative energy that, you know, Jupiter and Uranus conjuncting Aries can give us. So on the spiritual esoteric level, because Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, as I said, it represents new beginnings, courage and assertiveness. And Jupiter is the planet of growth and expansion, and Uranus is the planet of innovation, sudden change. So this is a, you know, this fiery energy of Aries wants us to sort of like, on the spiritual level, to have a profound awakening of consciousness, and this energy supports that. It pushes us to break free from old patterns and limitations that have been holding us back and embrace our true spiritual path with courage and determination. You know, not all of us are here to be spiritually aware, you know. I believe we have to go through all levels of resistance and experiences to grow. So it's not just growth on a spiritual level, it's growth both on a personal level as well, professional level as well. So it allows us and sparks an increased sense of intuition and connection to higher realms and energy. This can like bring us revelations as well, or just allow us to logically think about our problems in a way we've never thought about it before, and break free from things, that habits that even if we've been doing them for 20-50 years, you know, this energy allows us to have this kind of radical shift, this radical change, you know. Because Aries is bold and adventurous and pioneering energy, it encourages us to step into our own power and take bold steps forward. And Jupiter, you know, here magnifies the revolutionary energy of Uranus. So it just allows us to, you know, change our personal beliefs and how we believe societal structures, you know. A lot of us will question the system and acknowledge that, yeah, the system that we all live under may be causing problems in our life, but our individual personal habits, whether it be our thought habits, the things that we do in a day-to-day basis, also makes up who we are and, you know, makes up for the conflict in the world. So as I said, looking at the ways that we can change creatively, it encourages us to tap into our creative potential fearlessly, pushing boundaries and exploring new ways to, you know, express our creativity, whether it be writing poetry, painting, gaming, dancing, chanting, jumping, doing yoga, tai chi, you know, just podcasting, creating music, coding, whatever it is that really lights a fire, that really turns you on, you know. It allows us to, you know, have artistic breakthroughs and take fresh perspectives, challenge the norm and inspire others through what, you know, our creativity. So again, we can inspire people through our content creation, whether it be a podcast, YouTube videos, creating documentaries or anything else that allows yourself and others to heal through creative expression, basically. Emotional level, it can stir up a whirlwind of emotions, so a lot of emotions can come to the surface right now, and we can have intense feelings of excitement, impatience and restlessness. And we can 1 minute feel happy and then 1 minute feel depressed. So, you know, this pushes us to seek new experiences, a new way of handling our emotions and stepping into our authentic self-expression. It really wants us to embrace change with our whole heart, you know, do it with our chest, as we say, you know, do you with your chest while also embracing other people's boundaries. You know, letting go of your fears, being open to the fact that, you know, life will be uncertain at sometimes, you know, or all the time as well. Sort of like giving us the power to feel the pain, feel the fear and do it anyway. And just welcome the unknown with open arms, because sometimes we want to know, I've been guilty of it. Why does this happen? How is this going to happen? Show me the way, give me all the tools and resources now, then I'll do it. But this energy challenges us to make do with the things that we've got and to build our faith, using our intuition to build more resilience and our practical actions to, you know, make our dreams come true. And this is how we can emerge stronger after this transit and, you know, become more aligned with our true personal expression and our true purpose in life. Positively, in summary, it allows for us to have sudden breakthroughs and being more innovative. It can lead to new opportunities and experiences. It can make us feel more free as we break free from our existing limitations and embrace change. And we can just have a stronger desire for independence and freedom right now. And this pushes us to take risks, to get out of our comfort zones and explore new paths. But negatively, it can make us reckless and impulsive and do hasty things without considering the consequences. So what I was saying earlier about spending money allocated for paying our rent or bills and just adding to, you know, our sort of like uncertainty. So doing things that can guarantee your, you know, stability right now is the best use of this energy as well. And to follow a consistent course of action, which can be hard to do because of the sense of restlessness that Uranus can bring and the unpredictability. But the best use of this energy is to maintain a sense of balance and be mindful, to radically change your life and be open to innovation and dare to take the opportunities that, you know, Jupiter and Uranus is offering us as well. Taking time to reflect on our actions before we dive headfirst into new things, you know, making a plan, looking at the pros and cons and all that you want to do right now, you know, giving yourself enough of the space to think as well, and to break free from routines and relationships that are holding you back, and just to embrace change in a more strategic way. Because a lot of the times we want to change and we can just, you know, not make a plan, so we're just always going round and round in circles. Whereas if we write things down and know that change is something we have to build in to our lives every day, and whatever it is we're recovering, because we're all at the of something, knowing that recovery from an addiction or your addictions is something that we, you know, we have to work on daily. So this is why I say we are never healed, we are always healing, and it's important. And you know, this is a message I give to myself as well, because it's important to know that, you know, healing is a lifelong journey. It's more easier rather than seeing life as a destination, viewing it as a sort of like journey, and, you know, being open to unexpected opportunities and being willing to take calculated risks, which are risks that you think about and that align with your long-term goals. So yeah, I know I've said this many times, but with this energy, the key phrase is striking a balance between embracing change and avoiding impulsive decisions, actions. And to do this, it's important to do things that help you to stay grounded in reality and to reflect. And by doing this, by building your self-awareness, this can lead to exciting opportunities for growth without sort of like falling victim, succumbing to scattered energy and a lack of focus that can, you know, lead to us wasting this potent once, not once in a lifetime. You know, it can happen on average, where, you know, if we live to the average age that science says we live to, then we can experience this about 5 to 7 times in our life. But it's like a rare opportunity because it happens once every 14 years. So if you think about 14 years ago, you may have had something good happen out of the blue, but this is a call for you to use this energy in a more intentional way. So now I'm going to talk about the karmic meanings and lessons and the past life implications of Jupiter's conjunction to Uranus. So yeah, as I said, this time of Jupiter conjunct Uranus can bring restlessness, and we can just dislike restriction right now. So we can dislike anyone that gets in our way, any sort of like laws that gets in our way right now as well. So, you know, we can be more likely to break laws or break free from the things that are holding us back. But it can also give us a deep respect for knowledge as well, and we can really thrive by combining our airy-fairy idealism right now with our intellectual reasoning, so blending our logical brain with our, you know, more intuitive side as well, and sort of like going after things that are new. If you're open to going after the new over the coming year, you know, over the next 14 years to when this transit happens again, you know, the things that we sort of like place our energy on right now can really come through. Yeah, if we're open to learning new things from unexpected sources, so from people, you know, especially friends, you know, we can learn a lot from our friends and the ways that we cooperate in groups right now as well. Some of you may have sudden opportunities to travel. This can be work, or you may decide, you know, I'm going to book a holiday or just go away, even if it's just breaking from your normal routine, going for a walk. And as I said, this travel may not be physical. A lot of you will do mental or, you know, spiritual, intuitive travel. Pay attention to your dreams, your daydreams and your thoughts right now as well. It can also allow us to going back to university, trade school, or setting up our own business, attending training courses as well, upgrading our professional skills as well. Also, it allows us to profit in the areas of business, especially when it comes to science and technology as well. So how can you use, you know, scientific and technological alternative, you know, methods, sort of like, you know, quantum physics and metaphysics and stuff. It doesn't have to be traditional, you know, what we see traditional science and medicine and stuff like that. So it allows us to sort of like engage in progressive cult thinking as well, new thought thinking as well, learning the power of positive thinking and action right now, spending time doing Tai Chi or yoga, sort of like allowing us to be unconventional in the way that we go about setting up a business. This energy wants us to sort of like think outside of the box and think and act for ourselves and be original and allow our inner genius to shine as well. We may feel more and more generous towards our friends as well, and encouraging ourselves and others to sort of like, you know, be our best selves right now. And, you know, right now we can just have a focus, as I said, and doing things that can uplift ourselves, our community, our children, our friends and our communities. And some politicians, once again, may reform. We can do a, you know, as I said in earlier, we want to reform the systems, and this energy supports that as well. It wants us to bring in new political philosophies and, you know, rules and stuff. So again, we can see, you know, changes on the worldly level in that. And, you know, this energy wants us ultimately to oppose, to change the established, the traditional way of doing things. And this can be, you know, collectively or in our individual lives. So it's a really potent energy. Although this is only lasting for about, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, the effect of this and what we do over those weeks, and especially on the 21st of April, can really, you know, have long-term repercussions, you know. We can also, you know, bring unexpected people in our lives, alternative thinking people, but I'll talk more about that when I talk about relationships and stuff. So yeah, back to the karma. I went off a tangent a bit there again as well, but you know, the energy of unpredictability and all of that. And so yeah, anyway, so it wants us to, you know, open up our mind. As I said, when these two come together, Jupiter and Uranus, you know, a powerful cosmic energy is unleashed. It rarely happens, as I said, and it happens in the 28th degree, and it's not a critical degree like the 29th, but it's in the third to last degree of Aries. So this symbolizes endings and new beginnings. As I said, it pushes us to let go of the things that no longer serve our spiritual and intellectual growth, you know, the things that keep us small. You know, it wants us to get rid of those and allow ourselves to, you know, not, you know, to shine our lights instead of dimming our individual lights, you know. So it wants us to embrace profound transformations, to seek higher truths on our spiritual journey. The connection with the fullness, pivotal and ecliptical bones wants us to work on the ways that we remember things. It, you know, so again, it wants us to look into our memories, change our perception and the vision, the way that we see the world. It wants us to expand our consciousness, expand our perspectives, because a lot of the time, you know, perception is the way that you as an individual view the world because of your experiences, but perspectives is actually, you know, the seeing the world and people for what they are. So a lot of us fall in love with potential, and that's good, you know, it's good to see the good in others, but it comes a time when you have to think, wow, is this falling in love with potential keeping me away from actual reality, you know? So this energy wants us to learn karmic lessons that are related to expanding our consciousness, releasing outdated thought patterns, addictions and the toxic ways of relating to ourselves and others as well, and just embrace radical change. This energy is to use to get yourself out of your comfort zone, get yourself out of your rut, and to, you know, do the things that you need to do to become more your authentic self and to step into your own power fiercely, you know. And past lives where we had to break free from conforming to other people's beliefs and challenge traditional beliefs can come to our consciousness, and this can be unconsciousness, like the lessons that you go through right now can be resolved around or pushing you to break away from living up to your parents or society's expectations and to challenge the things that you think that you know and to initiate change in your life that is, you know, not only good for you but for us as a collective. So now I'm going to talk about the aspects that Jupiter and Uranus make when they're conjunct. Okay, so Mars is making a sextile to Jupiter, so this allows us to be more enthusiastic and assertive and have more courage and give us that go-getter attitude, like, I don't care if my life's crap, I'm going to still, you know, go ahead and do the things that I need to do to, you know, build myself confidence, love, understanding and forgiveness, and especially, you know, compassion and empathy to others as well. But negatively, this energy can add to the impulsive in our actions and words, and this can add to the conflicts because we can say and do things that disrespect other people's boundaries or overspend and stuff like that, you know, things that are go against us feeling and being physically or emotionally secure right now as well. So we need to sort of like be mindful, be thoughtful in our words and actions, and watch out for our temper flaring up, because this energy can just make us get really angry out of nowhere. So it's really important to be mindful right now. Mars also makes a sextile to Uranus, so again, this allows us with being flexible, original, and being quicker in our thinking, but again, it adds to that impatience as well. So it's just best, it's a reminder to use this energy, you know, this, I don't want to say it's not once in a lifetime, but this rare energy to do what we need to do to get ahead in our lives, you know. And Uranus also makes a semi-sextile to Chiron right now, so again, it supports us looking for unconventional ways to heal our spiritual, emotional and psychological wounds, and have breakthroughs in self-awareness and personal growth. It allows us to embrace ourselves and love ourselves for who we are, to find unconventional alternative solutions to our old wounds and challenges. It encourages us and supports us in thinking outside of the box and exploring new paths towards healing our lives and changing, transforming what needs to be transformed in our life, you know. And by embracing the unexpected and being open to alternative approaches, we can tap into our inner resilience and use the power of innovation for profound healing. So now I'm just going to talk about the stellium that happened. So there's a 4-point stellium between Mercury, Venus, Chiron and the North Node, which has a 21% orb, so it's kind of strong. So a stellium in a transit chart refers to a cluster of three or more planets or astrological points that are in close range of each other in the same zodiac sign or house. This can sort of like intensify the energy of the planets involved and brings a sort of concentrated influence on our individual lives at the time. So positively, it can increase our productivity, clarity and purpose. It can also bring about opportunities for transformation and breakthroughs in specific areas. But negatively, tension can come up from overwhelming intensity that can cause stress, anxiety or feeling burdened by the pressure of concentrated influence. And this can lead to issues of burnout, increased emotional sensitivity and challenges in finding balance amidst the strong planetary energies. In terms of the 4-point stellium that's happening between Mercury, Venus and Chiron and the North Node, they're all in the constellation of Pisces when this happens. So it's a powerful alignment between Mercury, the planet of communication, Venus, the planet of love, inner values and relationships and personal possessions, Chiron, the planet of healing and transformation, and the North Node, which, you know, impacts our destiny and purpose. And of course, you know, Jupiter, that's all about abundance, expansion, luck and change and breakthroughs, that is represented by Uranus as well as innovation as well. So this allows us to have powerful energy shifts in our beliefs, values and personal growth. And this is 100% what I recommend you use this energy for, to push you out of that rut. That's what I'm going to be using it for, whether it be through meditation, chanting, drumming, going for a walk, walking barefoot, hugging trees, you know. It allows us to heal deep wounds. And sometimes for some of you, especially those with strong Jupiter, Uranus, 12th house, 9th house, 11th house or 5th house energy in your chart, you know, planets in those houses, natal charts as well, or even in your transit charts, it allows us to really be open to tapping deep within yourself and letting go and just embracing who you are as an individual and just forgiving yourself for the past and allowing yourself to open up to the newness of a better future. Some of you can get significant revelations, as I said, through dreams or thinking or writing things down, or just allowing yourself to be open to other people's words and perspectives right now. And this energy really pushes us to, you know, push us to be our best selves on the individual level and the collective level. It supports change in the ways that we see the world, you know. It expands alternative thinking. Jupiter's with Uranus, so that's what it's doing. It's expanding alternative ways of looking at the world and ourselves and working with others as well. but it's important to, you know, use self-awareness to stop ourselves from being overwhelmed by the intensity of this stellium and the other aspects, and to engage in self-reflection and self-care, and to seek support from trusted individuals who can help you manage the stress and emotional, psychological and spiritual sensitivity that comes up at this time, by embracing the opportunities for growth and breakthroughs while also staying grounded in your own sense of values and setting your own intentions is key to making the most of this powerful planetary alignment on the 21st of April. So now I'm going to talk about the fixed stars and how they influence Jupiter's conjunction to Uranus. So we've got Jupiter making a semi-sextile style to Capella, and all of these are within a 1 degree orb. So the tagline is love and movement. So this allows us to enhance the dynamic energy of love and the sense of adventure, but also adds to the restlessness that we can go through right now. Jupiter makes a semi-square to Mizam, so this is sort of like a challenging aspect. So this is wants us to have our say, supports us in speaking our mind. It can strengthen our assertiveness, our communication skills, and the drive for us to express ourselves more boldly. Jupiter also makes a contra-parallel to Mizam at the same time. So parallels and contra-parallels is all to do with declination. So Mizam's contra-parallel, so this means that Jupiter and Mizam's are sort of like on the opposite declinate sides of the equator, but they're still, you know, conjuncting and doing their things, but it's the extra added of the fact that they're also contra-parallel at this time, so it doubly fuses that energy of us to be assertive. So this is the time to really step up into your, I don't want to say your best self, but your higher selves, yeah? Jupiter also makes a contra-parallel to Sirius. So this is when the mundane can become sacred. So this is about looking at your life, the boring things in your life, the routine things in your life, and making not making everything spiritual, but making everything have a purpose. So yeah, you know, you may think watching streaming shows or gaming is not, you know, conducive to spiritual growth, but actually if this allows you to switch off and to have some fun and some time out, then that mundane thing becomes sacred, because it's helping you reach a bigger purpose. So it adds a touch of spirituality, significance to our lives. It allows us to tap into that more spiritual and open-minded part of our personality, you know. Jupiter also makes a semi-sextile to Fat. So the tagline for this is a quest to adventure. So it allows us to travel mentally or physically, to have a sense of wonder, to want to explore, to try new things and embrace challenges that come up fearlessly. Jupiter also makes a trine to Dembola, and this allows us to go against society, to go against social norms and conforming to whatever else it is that everybody else wants us to do, and actually be rebellious and stand up for ourselves and be like, you know, I don't care what you want me to do, I'm going to do what I need to do, but in a respectful way. It allows us to become detached from people pleasing as well, and push boundaries as well, as we, you know, go after being an individual and being more authentic. Jupiter also connects with Ras Agu, and this is, the tagline is the desire to heal the wound. So it allows us to heal past wounds and find resolution in challenging situations. Jupiter also makes a semi-sextile to Bellatrix, and also makes a parallel to Aldebaran. So Bellatrix influence allows us to gain access to our shadow. You know, everyone's got a dark side, our shadow traits, the bits of our personality that we dislike others pointing out and dislike even acknowledging ourselves. It allows us to face our shadow selves and our shadow behaviours and thoughts with more integrity, and allows us to integrate our shadow selves, facing our inner fears and doubts head on. And this can support the breakthroughs that this energy wants us to achieve over the next, you know, 12 to 14 years. Abaddon tagline is success through integrity. So it wants us to be more ethical in the ways we go about achieving our goals, whether it be in the workplace, in our personal life, in our relationships, whatever. It highlights the importance of us staying true to our values and principles, and wants us to act with honesty, and supports us in being authentic once again. So a lot of energy is actually supporting what, you know, Jupiter conjunction to Uranus wants us to do. Aldebaran's influence promises that if we, you know, are willing to become more honest and ethical in our actions, then this can bring favourable outcomes into our lives, you know. And it wants us to have like sort of like ethical fortitude, which is resilience. You know, other people may say, no, you're wrong, you must listen to me, you're out your mind, whatever it is, you know. This energy supports us in, you know, standing up for ourselves. Uranus makes a semi-sextile to Capella. So again, this tagline is love of movement. So this allows us to sort of like embrace new experiences, keep up with the pace, to move quickly, to quickly break our habits. So I said earlier that, you know, sometimes we move fast with this change, and that's true, but also this energy supports us in, you know, making those quick effective changes and letting go of habits that we've even had for a lifetime if we're open to it and are willing to do the daily work to sustain, to keep these changes, you know, because without daily action we will revert back to habits, you know. That's why the core habits, to state the obvious or anything, but you know. So yeah, Jupiter makes a semi-square with Mizam, again, you know, supports us in standing up for ourselves, being more confident in asserting our opinions as well. Again, Uranus is also in the contraparallel with Mizam, so this doubly supports us in expressing our thoughts, but also again can lead to us feeling misunderstood by others and brings challenges that we need to overcome in, you know, expressing ourselves clearly. Also, there's a semi-sextile between Uranus and Fat, so again, it allows us to seek out new experiences and adventure as well, and have a spark for more excitement in our life and breaking free from them societal norms. And then Belola's and Bellatrix's influence with Uranus again supports us facing our shadows and breaking free from our own self-destruction as well. But again, a lot of the time we can blame external circumstances, and there may be external circumstances that add to our inner pressures, but just by getting to know yourself on those deeper levels and confronting your inner fears and your shadows, the parts of you that you hate to acknowledge or feel safe for acknowledging, and taking the time to heal all your wounds, Jupiter conjunction to Uranus can be a real, you know, powerful time for you. So now I'm going to talk about the saving degrees and how they positively and negatively affect Jupiter conjunct Uranus, which are both in the 28th degrees of Aries. And as I said earlier, because I've talked about them a bit already, the 28th degree of Aries rules the funnets, pyramidal optical bones in the human body, and has the saving symbol, a large disappointed audience. And Mars is in the 29th degree of Aquarius and rules the left tibia in the human body, and has the saving symbol, a butterfly emerging from a chrysalis. As I said, you know, a lot of disappointment can come up with both Jupiter and Uranus in the 28th degree, whether it's disappointment from not being able to grow in the ways that, you know, Jupiter calls for us to grow, or to be individuals in the way that Uranus calls us to be individual. But this saving, you know, energy acts as a motivator to push our boundaries creatively, to, you know, finally be who we are. You know, maybe you're in your 40s, in your 50s, and you're thinking, no, I can never make the changes. Well, you can if you're willing. It's going to be harder because, you know, you've got 20 or 30 or 40 decades of habits to break through. But, you know, this energy wants us and calls for us to be open to the fact that if we want to change, we can. And, you know, this planetary energy supporting us doing that as well. And we may face resistance from others in our bid to change. You know, other people may be like, no, I like things the way they are, and this can cause frustration and in relationships and get in the way of your progress. It brings a test of our patience and resilience, and that's what we're going to need. We're going to have to build our inner resilience to overcome, you know, the challenges that come up. And Mars in the 29th degree of Aquarius supports and encourages us taking those bold actions towards our personal growth and change. It provides us the energy to have more courage and determination to break free from our limitations fearlessly. And the symbology of, you know, the butterfly emerging from its chrysalis symbolizes, you know, the beauty behind allowing ourselves to change from one state to another, allowing ourselves to be open to rebirth and growth. It prompts us to embrace our true selves and step into our power with confidence and grace. It suggests a time of great change, innovation and transformation. It's a period where we're called to push boundaries, challenge norms and break free from constraints that are holding us back. And while, you know, our initial attempts at change, you know, you may be a people pleaser. People are used to you doing everything that, you know, they want you to do. And so our initial attempts at change and personal breakthroughs can be met with resistance and disappointment from those around us. But if we're willing to stand up for ourselves and take action, you know, ultimately they may get on board or they may never get on board. But, you know, this symbology of Mars being in the 29th degree of Aquarius offers a beacon of hope and, you know, calls for us to just embrace who we are and our values fearlessly despite what other people may say. You know, as Mama Cass sings, make your own type of music. This energy supports us in making our own type of music. Okay, so now I'm going to finish up by talking just how it's going to affect our co-worker, our friendship and family relationships and our hookup relationships and stuff as well. So in family relationships, it can lead to greater bonding as we, you know, explore new activities together, and this can create an uplift in our family dynamic and give us, you know, opportunities to grow as a family. So if there's family secrets or things you don't talk about, this energy supports transformation in your family and doing things together as a family as well. But negatively, it can make us act impulsive and overconfident, which can lead to conflicts in the family if we don't manage this energy effectively. So it's mindful for us to balance desire for adventure while also maintaining stability in family relationships. And, you know, don't spend all the family money on reckless adventure, and then you know you ain't got money to pay for your bills and stuff like that. I use that example because it's an easy one. So in terms of friendship, it can make us more unconventional and want to be more sort of like alternative in the way we go about the friendship, the way you socialize together. Encourages personal growth and freedom of expression in friendship groups and allowing each other to be individual and supporting each other's creativity. But negatively, it can bring a strain, especially if we don't be honest and openly communicate and be flexible, because as I said, you know, some members of the group, friendship group, may want to do things that breaks the tradition of the friendship group, and this can be like, no, we always do things this way, I don't want to do things, you know, new things. We always go for a walk on Sunday, or we always, you know, go bowling or clubbing on a Saturday, or whatever it is you do. So, you know, there can be resistance to unexpected changes, and this can lead to you know, conflict as well. So it's important to embrace being spontaneous and nurture mutual respect and understanding for each other, and giving each other the space and grace to change. In co-worker relationship, it allows you to take on new projects together, to feel more motivated and take risks and expand your skills within the workplace. But negatively, it can lead to unpredictability and change in co-worker relationships, and this can lead to problems with newness and stuff, you know. The best use of this energy is to be unconventional in the ways you go about approaching solving problems, and just to be more flexible and open-minded. In terms of for committed couples, it allows us to share new adventures together and support each other's personal growth as well as couple growth, you know, and be respectful to bringing change into the connection. But negatively, there can be resistance, and some, you know, this can bring endings, not to fear or anything, just talking about the negatives, what can happen because of unexpected conflicts, and people in the relationship may need space. And because of an increased need for independence in relationship, this can rock the boat, breaking the tradition of the things that you guys, the normal ways that you guys go about handling problems and being as a unit. So it's important to communicate openly, practice patience, active listening, and embrace change to overcome the hurdles. You know, it's better to bend a little than to break completely. So if you want to keep the relationship, no one's saying, you know, don't stand up for yourself, but also, you know that it takes two or more to tango. So yeah, you know, be open to meeting each other's needs, and open to the fact that these needs of your partner may not be your needs. And you know, when we say we love someone, it's not about doing everything that they want or nothing about that, especially if it's in always at the cost of your personal happiness as well, but just finding a way to compromise and give each other bits, you know, to learn each other's love language and to understand you have different love languages and needs and that, and respecting that as well. So this just allows us to be spontaneous, embrace the feel of the moment, the excitement, and to be light-hearted even with the difficult stuff, even when tension comes up, to just take a light-hearted humor humorous approach to how you go about, you know, serving these conflicts as well. In hookup relationships, it can bring unpredictability and change, and this can lead to twisting the dynamics and shifting, you know, your needs and your desires. People may want even more independence in their connection as well, and it's important to be flexible and honest and find a balance between being spontaneous and being stable, or bringing stability in your hookup relationships, and just being sort of like open to changing them. So yeah, overall, when Jupiter and Uranus conjunct in Aries, this symbolizes a powerful moment for personal growth and social evolution. It signifies a time of liberation and radical transformation, pushing us to step into our own power and embrace change with courage and conviction. The cosmic dance between Jupiter and Uranus in Aries encourages us to think outside of the box, challenge conventions, and pave the way to being open to expressing your creativity in a different way, to being more authentic, and to express your need for freedom in constructive ways and in ways that really bring harmony into your life. And remember, this conjunction of Uranus and Jupiter reminds us that how our actions and thoughts have the capacity to shape our destinies and also our relationships as well. So this is why it's important to, you know, manage our emotional, psychological and spiritual wounds as we grow into adulthood, and also, you know, to take responsibility to remain physically and emotionally and financially stable, as well as psychologically and spiritually aware, and giving ourselves the time and space to do this and supporting others and doing so, and never thinking it's too late, as long as we're willing to make a strategic plan. And this is how we can create a more vibrant and harmonious world for ourselves and the future generations. So yeah, that's the end of Jupiter conjunct Uranus 2024. Thanks for listening to this. Take care and see you next time. And if you like my content, please share it, like and subscribe as well. Bye bye.